Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, some of the Chiefs assistant coaches chatted with the media, including a running backs coach, Dylan McCullough. And obviously, when you have the number one pick at your position group, right? Like, he's getting peppered with questions about the new running back.
Now the pressure's on him. Now all of a sudden you got somebody that people are expecting a lot out of, sir.
And what will his role be in the new offense?
Everybody in this offense, all of the halfbacks need to be able to do everything. So they need to be able to do everything, and then we'll let everything sort itself out from there. So, you know, Clyde, he's not going to be pigeonholed in any, hey, man, this guy's a third down backer. This guy's this guy's that. He's going to take on everything that the offense has, and then we'll let the chips fall where they may.
Just a third down back. Come on now.
No, who's saying that? But that sounds like everybody in Andy's offense, though, Josh. That's just not the running back position. I mean, that's Andy's offense right there in a nutshell. If you're a wide receiver, you better be able to play all the positions. If you're a tight end, you better be able to do blocking and catching and all of that kind of stuff. Like, that's always been something that Andy Reid said. Everybody better be able to do everything, you know, in this offense, because they do ask a lot out of those guys. And I was, you know, I don't remember what I was watching with Andy Reid. It may have been the Eisen interview yesterday. It may have been something in the past that he was like talking about his offense and how complex it is and how difficult it really is, you know, to run that offense. And you have to be able to do everything. And so it's not, you just don't learn your position in Andy Reid's offense. You learn everything in that offense. And that's why you've got to be very proficient on what's going on, because if you're going to play, you better be able to do everything they ask of you at any given moment.
They haven't even been on the field at any type of way, shape, or form thus far.
That's why these questions, like, I don't get, like, how do you think he look? I don't know.
We all want to know what their roles will be, right? So how will the running back spot shake out? Dylan McCullough tries to answer.
You want to get all these guys out there. You want to get going and see what we got. One thing we know is on, you know, just looking at some guys' pass and the snapshots we got of guys, whether it be DeAndre at Washington, obviously with Durrell and Damian, Darwin with us, and then you look at, you know, where we drafted Clyde and what his body of work was in college. You know, we got some high end players in our room, you know, and I know what the guys that are returning, some guys that we feel comfortable with. But again, you always want to continue to enhance the room and create competition and just raise the level of the room. And I think that's what we have. How it all shakes down ultimately, we're gonna let that thing play out on the football field. That's the beauty of our game. You know, we get a chance to go out. And let's see what's what. So, and the whole room knows that, man, and these guys looking forward to it. Get along well, you know, very competitive. However, very supportive also. And they know at the end of the day, what they do is going to speak to where their role is when the season gets started. So, I'm looking forward to that.
They'll get along in Zoom.
Like, what the Chiefs coaches are doing right now is what my wife is doing right now. She's teaching gym class on Zoom.
Oh, I thought I was complaining about the river in your backyard.
No, was watching kids do stretch and reach or whatever the hell they have to do in gym class. That's essentially,
she's filling sandbags in Bob's backyard as we speak.
She actually is. I'm not actually doing that. But so she's watching these kids as she's teaching these gym classes on Zoom, watching these kids do whatever gym activities it is. That's like what these guys are doing right now. You can't really get a feel. I mean, like, to ask some of these questions to these coaches right now, I think is just such a very unfair kind of question, because ultimately you don't know what Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to bring to the table. We don't know what he could do. He could go out there and be a total bust when you see him on the practice field, or he could be a superstar. You're like, okay, this guy's getting every carry and catching every pass out of the backfield. Like, you just don't know what he can do and where he can fit in. And I think the expectation level this year for a lot of the young guys around the NFL needs to be tempered just a little bit. Like, I would hate, Josh, to be the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, for a number of reasons. It's Cincinnati, it's Ohio, it's the Bengals, the whole thing. But to have a rookie quarterback, or Tua down in Miami, to have a rookie quarterback that you're counting on this year, like I think there's going to be a lot of unfair expectations that we as the sports fan are putting on a lot of these guys that come in the first round. And I think ultimately for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, if he gives you anything this year, I'm good with that. Like I don't think we need to place a ceiling or a floor or any kind of expectations on any of these rookies to go out there and be these impactful forces right away, because I don't know that it's possible to do that with all the time that's already been missed from the on-field stuff. I mean, I just think asking these guys to go in there and carry the load is going to be one of those things that is very impossible for a lot of these guys to do because of the lack of practice and you know, face-to-face time that they've had with these coaches and other players on their team. So to me, like for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, what's his role going to be? His role is going to be to go out there and play and hopefully improve the position. But if he goes out there and he's kind of just a nondescript player this year in the offense, I don't think you can look at that pick and go, well, it's clearly a bust. I think there's a lot of, you know, obviously circumstances that guys that are young and new to a team have to overcome, which is why we've been talking about it all offseason long now. The way the Chiefs had their offseason, I think they had the best offseason of the NFL.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire compared a little bit to Darren Sproles. Dylan McCullough was asked if that's accurate.
You start looking at stature and you start just, you know, comparing guys to other people. I don't know. I mean, you see those, you know, you look at the stature and the body build and everything. Yeah, you can start doing those things. But until I'm on the, you know, get him on the field on this level, you know, and we start doing some of the things we ask him to do on this level, I don't think that's a fair comparison until Clyde actually put his cleats on and put a Chiefs uniform on and go out there and start balling, which I expect him to do. And then we'll go from there.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
I don't know what this guy's going to be. The one thing I will say about Clyde Edwards-Helaire right now, is he the only guy that's name doesn't start with a D now in that running back room? Damian Darwin.
DeAndre.
DeAndre. Daryl. Deland.
I hadn't thought about that, but you may be correct.
That's a lot of Ds.
So they don't call him D.
Right, he's the only one that doesn't have to respond.
Yeah, they all
see.
Everybody turns and looks when they say, hey, D, in their running back room.
Not Clyde.
D!
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.